Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's 38 Special bringing us back, 17 till the hour, and one of the great songs that they put out. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. We got a lot of things that will help you there with your small business. Don't forget to check out our video. We got a new video. We put a new one up every week. And today, you can go and watch the one we're going to be taking off the homepage and come back in an hour or so when we see the one we're going to put up that's going to be brand new later today. And, of course, you can find all of them at right now at our youtube.com/Jim Blasingame channel. And but when you're at my site, check out our blog too. Don't forget to take the poll question. And if I were you, I would go to Jim Blasingame's website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and type in Peter Meyer into the search engine and see the amazing array of knowledge, of information, of best practices, of genius that Peter Meyer has deposited with us over the last 11 years. He's been a member of our Brain Trust. Folks, it's good stuff that I don't know how you could do without it. So check that out. Peter Meyer, thanks again for hanging out with us. It's good to have you with us. Peter's in Australia, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about perfecting the customer conversation, right, Peter?
That's right. And thank you for the compliments. You're perfecting me here. let me point out that if you want to perfect a customer conversation, you want to start it right. And there's two parts to that. One part we talked about in the last segment, which is you're starting from your strength. One of your strengths, Jim, and one of the strengths of most of our listeners who've done well in business, is the ability to listen. And that ability to listen is an enormous strength to use when talking to customers. Whether they have a complaint or a compliment or just a question, they're coming to us, and they're coming to us to get something. The best way to find out what they want is not to tell them about our product or our technology, but to ask them about what it is they're going to do with it. And then listen. And if it's a problem they're raising, it's a complaint, even more reason to listen. It's always best to start that way.
You know, Peter, when I was being taught how to sell in the late 60s and the 70s with Sears, with Xerox, the Army, by the way, the Army taught me a lot about selling. There's one thing that I learned back in those days, and that is that if I was looking for gold in the marketplace, that gold was in the heads of my customers.
Mm-hmm.
Success. Mm-hmm. My success would depend on what I could get out of the heads of my customers. Now, this is back, Peter, when there was carbon paper and big pens and manual typewriters. This is before fax machines and things like that. This is a long time ago. Mm-hmm. Here we are, all these years later, all these decades later, with all the new stuff, all the new best practices, et cetera, et cetera. What I just said, what you're saying right now, is a fundamental that has not changed, and that will not change.
I think that we're reflecting something here that has not changed as well, which is that we all like to buy from people. When push comes to shove, having a great technology is useless if it's not well supported, or if you don't feel like you're getting the right attitude from your supplier. So people buy from people. And the best strength that you have in your business, I have in my business, and I'm guessing everybody's listening has in their business, is themselves, what they are at their core, and that's what to sell. That's the best product.
Years ago, I started telling my audience, never make a customer touch your technology unless there's something in it for them and there's something of you in it. What do you think?
Absolutely. Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And the way we add ourselves to our products isn't just in the technology, isn't just in the application on the phone or the piece of hardware and software that we deliver. It's every interface with the customer. You may remember that the guy who ran SAS Airlines, Jan Carlson, used to ask his executives to go down and stand in front of customers at the ticket counter. And some executives just threw up their hands and screamed and ran away when this happened because they'd never dealt with customers before. Every every interface with a customer is part of the product, whether it's an invoice, whether it's a receptionist, whether it's where the customer has to go to take delivery, whether it's how slow delivery is. Every part of it is part of the product. Let me give you an example. If you order cable TV in some parts of the country, you may have to wait all day for the TV to be installed, for the cable to be installed. That, many people find it frustrating. That means that the cable TV company's product is not the channel they're delivering or the quality of service for the net. The product is a slow delivery. Mm-hmm. Every interface with the customer, every touch with the customer is our product. And mm-hmm. every one of those is designed by us, as you said earlier, as an executive.
And that means that everybody who touches the customer directly or indirectly needs to have training and needs to know what the culture, what your company culture's expectations are for dealing with customers, doesn't it?
It does. Now we're back to the beginning of our conversation from the first segment. They need to know that we value the customer as from our strengths to their strengths, mm-hmm. always improving. That value that we offer for ourselves, our ethical and moral value, although it sounds sort of intangible, as you said, really is what customers buy.
And that is becoming, that's always been a big deal, Peter, but it's becoming more, the more people have access to information that they need, that they don't have to get from us, the more they've got time as they deal with us of scrutinizing what I'm calling our values, which is what you just described.
Absolutely. And next segment, let's discuss how to demonstrate that.
I like that. Quick break. We're going to be right back. Peter, give us your website before we go, please.
Oh, NEYERGRP.com.
Meyer Group, GRP.com. Check it out, folks. His books are there, too. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.